This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Well, praise God. My message today is a message on faith. How many people can stand or walk in greater faith? Amen? And, my title of my message is Unmovable Faith. Somebody say, my faith will not be moved. And so sometimes in our lives as a believer, sometimes we experience times where we get bad reports or things happen that the enemy's going to try to get us upset over. Have you ever gotten any news where the enemy tried to get you upset over it? Amen. Because we live in a sin curse filled world. So we're not in heaven yet. And because we're not in heaven, we're going to encounter some trials. We're going to encounter some tribulations. I don't like them. How many people like trials out here? Nobody wants a trial. Nobody wants a test. Nobody wants to go through anything. I want it easy. How many people want it easy in here? Well, you know what? We live in this world where it's not going to get really easy until we're in heaven. You know, when we get to heaven, there's no devils to fight. There's no sin to stand against. So when you get to heaven, and there's songs that says when we get to heaven, everything's going to be all right. But I'm going to say this to you today. Everything can be all right today if you're allowing your faith to keep you standing. Because if you allow your faith to keep you standing, it doesn't matter what storm comes your way. You will not see the devil can huff and puff and try to blow your house down, but you're going to keep standing. Amen. Say, I'm going to keep standing. Amen. And so I love this because we're going to encounter some bad situations at times, but it's not what happens to us. It's what happens in us that counts. In other words, it's how we respond to the bad news that comes our way. How are you respond? Are you responding in faith? Are you trusting God no matter what is going on in your life? Even if the doctor gives you a bad report, you know his report is not the final report. You know the word of God is the final report. Amen. Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. And so my goal and my message today is to get you prepared and ready to stand strong and immovable when unexpected negative circumstances come your way. Thus, the title of my message, Unmovable Faith. You could also say unshakable faith. Say, my faith is not going to be shaken. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You guys sound pretty strong there. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 112. And this is a powerful psalm, and I don't know about you, but I love the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms, you know, tells you a little bit about God. It has a lot of promises. I want to encourage you, get into the book of Psalms as much as you can, because I believe you're going to learn more about God in the book of Psalms as you study it out. Amen? In Psalms 112, we're going to look at 112 and look at this. Verses 1 through 8, it says, praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. See, I don't know about you, but my desire every day is to walk in the blessing of the Lord. How many people want to walk in the blessing of the Lord? In other words, you want to walk in the blessing. Have you ever heard of that? Boy, they got the blessing on them. They're walking in the blessing. That means everything's working. That means you got grace working in your life. And so I like that. And he says here, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. In other words, that word fear, you could say it's not being afraid of God, but you could just exchange that to blessed is the man that worships the Lord. Because if you fear the Lord, you reverence him, you worship him. So bless the man that worships God. In other words, sometimes you might want to do this when you're getting ready for your at night. You're getting your pajamas on at night and you're taking your clothes off. Put your shoes far under your bed so when you get up the next morning, you have to get on your knees. to get your shoes. And while you're on your knees, worship the Lord. Amen. In other words, it's good to worship God. It's good to get on your knees and worship God. It's good to give God praise. Amen. And so I don't know about you, but I want to worship God. Now, you can worship Him standing up. You can worship Him kneeling. But I think it's powerful when you worship Him kneeling and raising your hands. And he says here, and his descendants will be, notice this, it says, the man's blessed, and then it says, his descendants will be mighty on the earth, the generation of the upright will be blessed. So I love that, because when you worship God, your kids will be blessed. I'm going to say that again. When you're worshiping God, your kids will be blessed, and the Bible promises they will be mighty on the earth, and your seed will be blessed. So your faith is making a difference for your family. Amen? And it says here, the generation of the upright will be blessed. So generations, your faith can change generations. You believe that today? And it says here, wealth and riches will be in your house. What? Wealth and riches will be in your house. Pastor, this is not a prosperity gospel. Well, according to this scripture right here, it says, if you honor God and worship God, wealth and riches will be in your house. Amen. Well, you may say, well, I don't believe that. Well, I believe it. Amen. I believe that. I believe that wealth and riches can be in a person's house that worships God. Amen? And he says here, wealth and riches will be in your house, and his righteousness endures forever. Amen. Say, my righteousness is in Jesus. And it endures forever. You have right standing, enduring forever in Jesus. You believe that today? Somebody say forever. Forever. Woo, that's good news today. Somebody say, I'm in right standing with God because of the blood of Jesus. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you make. God overlooks your mistakes and sees Jesus on the inside of you. As long as you are judging yourself and making sure the blood is working. Amen? Walking in the light. And it says here, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. Notice that unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. So when you're walking upright, light will shine on your path. I'm going to say it again. When you're walking upright, light will shine on the dark paths in your life. And it says, he is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends, and he will guide his affairs with discretion. Amen. I love that. So a good man is gracious and lends and will guide his affairs with discretion. It's good to be discreet at times. Amen. And it says, surely, now this is where I want to get to. Surely he will not be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. Notice that. See, it says here, this is a righteous man that fears God. But even if you're a righteous person and you fear God, evil tidings still can come your way. Even if you are fearing God, if you're honoring God, worshiping God, there still could be some bad days in your life. Amen. Have you had any lately? Have you had any bad days lately? Yes, but see, God, Jesus, will help you through the bad days. There might be some storms that might come on the horizon, but we have Jesus that helps us through the storms. So it says, he will not be afraid of evil tidings. In other words, he will not be afraid of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees the desire of his enemies. We know people aren't our enemy, but the devil is. Amen. And our fight is not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're not fighting against people. We're fighting against demonic powers that's trying to get us down. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? And they cannot win because Jesus already won. And Jesus pulled the devil's teeth. He doesn't have any, he can't take you out. Amen? Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And it says here, notice this, it says that the person that receives bad news is not afraid of evil tidings. Say, I will fear no bad news. And it says his heart is steadfast, established, trusting in God. I love that. So I love that. So I want you to make a faith confession this morning with me. And I want you to say this. No matter what, negative circumstances come my way, my heart will remain steadfast, established, trusting in the Lord, and I will not be moved. Doesn't that feel good just to say that? You will not be moved. Doesn't matter what other people are doing. Our eyes aren't on people. Our eyes are on the Lord. We don't look at what people do. We look at what God does. Amen? We focus on God. Amen? I love this because the Apostle Paul had a great attitude dealing with difficult days. The Apostle Paul was an apostle that encountered lots of problems in his ministry. And just because you have problems doesn't mean that you're not called. Just because you're called to a place doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Just because you have some issues in your marriage doesn't mean you're not supposed to be married. Amen? You might have some issues, but God will help you through those issues. There's no perfect marriage. You know, TV wants to make you think it's all perfect. But no, there's no perfect marriage, there's no perfect spouse, and there's no perfect pastor. I'm pretty close, but there's no perfect pastor either. We all make mistakes. I'm trying to be perfect, but I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. Amen? Can I get an amen there? But thank God for God's grace. I mean, I don't qualify to be up here. Amen? But God qualifies those that are willing to stand up for Him. Amen? Amen. I don't qualify at all. I don't know why He picked me at times, but He picked me. Amen? Now, in Acts 20, amen. At Acts 20, verse 22 through 24, it says, "And see now, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me." So here he's saying that I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, which means that he's fixed on going to Jerusalem. He wants to preach in Jerusalem, but the Holy Spirit is saying to him, you know, you're going to have problems when you get there. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not trying to tell him not to go. He's trying to prepare Paul that there's going to be some problems. Anytime you start trying to walk after God, anytime you're trying to pick up your cross and follow Jesus, there's going to be problems at times. It's not always going to be easy following Jesus, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be well worth it. When you hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," it'll be well worth it that you follow Jesus. It's not always easy. The easy road is not always the best road. I'm going to say again, a lot of people want to choose the easy route, but the easy way is not always the best way. Amen? And he says here, but none of the... Now this he says, the Holy Spirit testifies every day saying that chains and tribulations await me. And then this is what Paul says, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life as dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul said that he knew he was going to deal with tough situations ahead of him. But Paul was ready in spite of the tough situations. He knew he had a call of God on his life and that he was going to fulfill the call of God on his life. I'm going to say this. You all are called in the kingdom of God. You're called, and you might say, "Well, I'm not a preacher." But if you're called, you don't have to be a preacher, but you're called, first and foremost, you're called to have a relationship with Father God through Jesus Christ. And number two, God calls you to a church. And when He calls you to the church, you come to church, and you're faithful to the church that God calls you. That's your calling, to come to church, glory to God. And then He may call you to do something in the church. And now you got a real, now you're really walking in a calling. It's called ministry or misery. let me get that right. Some people, when they're called in the ministry, they call it the misery. Right, because some people, they don't like their calling. You know, some people don't like, they're just doing it because God told them to do it because they don't want the or if. Or the or else. I'm following God because he said, follow me or else. And they don't want the or else. But we need to follow God more than just for the or else. Is that right? Amen. And so Paul was ready for everything that was coming his way. And the devil's going to try to discourage us in the call that God has for us. You believe that today? And don't take the bait of discouragement when negative situations come your way. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged because God is with you no matter what you're going through. God is with you in the fire. Jesus was with the three Hebrew boys in the fire. He was the fourth man in the fire. And I'm going to say this, Jesus will be with you in the fire and trials of life when you go through them. You believe that today? So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Now let's review some points here about Paul. He said, I will not be moved off of the calling because of negative circumstances attacking my life. He said, he is willing to give his life for the pursuit of God's calling in his life. So my question today, what are you willing to give up for God's call in your life? Paul was willing to give his life up. Amen. And if you're willing to die for what you believe in, then you are truly willing to live for Christ. I'm going to say that again. If you're willing to die for what you believe in, then you're truly willing to live for Christ. Amen. Are you willing to die for Jesus? Or if somebody tried to put a gun to your head and say, we can't renounce Jesus, would you do it? I wouldn't. I would just command him to put that gun down in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. But I would not renounce Jesus. Amen. Why? Because if you confess Jesus, he will confess you before the Father and the angels. Do you believe that today? Amen. So I love that. And then Paul's goal was to finish his ministry with joy, proclaiming the gospel. In other words, God wants us finishing our ministry with joy. In other words, every day we're walking with God, we're serving the Lord, and we should always walk with him with the joy of the Lord, knowing that we're living our life for him and not for ourselves. Say, I'm not living for myself. Amen. I'm living for Jesus. That's what it means when you call Jesus Lord. He's your Lord. You follow him. He doesn't follow you. Amen. And so we got to remember that. So there can be joy in the ministry that God calls us to. Amen. If we're going to serve God and finish our race with joy, we must get tough in dealing with tough times in our lives. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, get tough. Amen. I'm going to say this. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Can I say that again? Tough times don't last. Tough people do. In other words, tough people outlast the tough times in their lives. You can outlast the tough times that you're dealing with. Amen. Let's say the confession again. You ready for the confession? No matter what negative circumstances comes my way, my heart remains steadfast, established, trusting in the Lord, and I will not be moved. Powerful, amen? Paul was encouraging Timothy to stay strong in his pursuit of God's calling in his life. In 2 Timothy 2:1, it says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So he tells Timothy, be strong in the grace of Jesus. The only way you can be strong is in Jesus' grace. Number two, he says in verse 3, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So this is really interesting. Paul called Timothy a soldier. That's interesting. I'm going to say this. You are soldiers in the army of God. Amen. And I'm raising up Green Berets. I'm raising up, you know, people that will be able to walk this life and win in every area of their lives. I'm raising up naval SEALs in the kingdom of God. Amen. And it says here, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, we got to get some backbone and not wishbone. Amen. And I like this in 2 Timothy 2:8. It says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, which I suffered troubled as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. For if we die with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, and he cannot deny himself. So what Paul was saying to Timothy was, he was saying, first, be strong in Jesus' grace. You can't be strong in yourself. You can only be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Number two, he says, endure hardness as a good soldier as in Christ Jesus. So you're going to have to learn to get some tough skin. You're going to have to learn to get your skin has going to have to be thick and tough. That no matter what you're dealing with, you're going to just shake it off. Amen? Like water off of a duck's back. Amen? And then he says here, number three, he says, remember Jesus won the victory through the trial on the cross, and he was raised from the dead. Remember this, when you're going through a tough time, Jesus went through a tough time. He went to the cross. He was nailed to that cross, but he was raised 3 days later. Amen. You might have your Friday, you might have that negative day, but Sunday's coming. And your breakthrough is coming no matter what it looks like. No matter what the devil's trying to throw at you, your breakthrough is coming and it's here. It's imminent. Do you believe that today? And then he says here, some subpoints here. He says, if we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall reign. If we deny, we shall be denied. And if we're not faithful, he still stays faithful. That's good. Because every once in a while, we're not as faithful as we need to be, but God is always faithful. We're not as dependable as we need to be, but God is always dependable. Sometimes we fall short of our faithfulness, but God never falls short. Do you believe that today? Amen. Now, the enemy will try to get you upset with things happening in the world and the ends of days. Sometimes we focus too much on geopolitical situations. What's going on in the world? These wars that are going on. And I'm telling you, you can get nervous. And Jesus talks about that in Matthew. And I want to say this. Don't get upset. Don't allow your faith to be shaken when you start seeing all these things are happening. In Matthew 24, Jesus is talking about the end of days. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many, and you will hear of wars, rumor of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So Jesus is saying, in the end days, there's going to be wars, rumor of wars. And he says, see that you are not troubled about what's going on. Amen. I like what it says in Luke. It says, but when you hear of wars and commotions, Luke 2:21-9, Do not be terrified. He says, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will come immediately. And then in Luke 21, 18, 19, it says, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. By your patience, you possess your souls. I love that. So what the Lord is saying is, he's saying there's going to be things that are happening all around this globe. There's going to be wars, rumor wars, and that just tells us that Jesus is coming back soon. That just tells us that we're in the end days. And Jesus is closer to coming back today than ever before. And we got to get ready for his return. But don't get nervous about what's going on in this life. It says here, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, Matthew 24, 7, 8, and famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Amen? So what is Jesus saying to us? When you see all these things happening, don't let it rock your faith. Don't let your faith get shaken because of these wars that are happening, because of all these things that are happening. Jesus says it this way in Luke 21, 28. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. In other words, we got to keep our heads lifted up. We got to keep looking at Jesus. We got to keep looking for the return of Jesus, the blessed hope. I'm one of these preachers. I'm an escapist. Amen. I'm one of these preachers that believe that Jesus is coming back before the 7-year tribulation. And if you don't know anything about the 7-year tribulation, there's going to be 7 years of hell on earth coming to this planet. It's called the judgment of God. Amen. And it's coming. But I'm telling you, Jesus is coming too. And he's coming to take us out, to take us up, and to have a banquet with us for 7 years in heaven. And so Jesus is coming for us. Do you believe that today? Amen. Let's confess this again, no matter what the world is going on in the world. Let's confess this again. No matter what negative circumstances comes my way, my heart will remain steadfast, established, trusting in the Lord, and I will not be moved. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, if you leave this church today after the service, you're going to have this memorized. Glory to God. Because when bad news comes your way, you're going to have to remain steadfast in the Lord. Amen. Psalms 37. Sometimes we get upset and sometimes our faith rocks us because of evil people doing evil things in this world. In Psalms 37, it says, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall be soon cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. It's interesting. He says, don't be envious of evil people. And I was thinking, as a Christian, can you be envious of evil people? Well, you know, your neighbor, you know, that doesn't go to church and it's a heathen and they're driving a better car than you, wearing better clothes than you, and you're like, but I'm the righteous, you know. Sometimes you can get jealous of these people not living for God, but seem to be living better than you. I remember I was working in the jewelry business, and this guy was a heathen, and he worked with me, and he was always outselling me. And I'm like, God, I'm the righteous. I should be beating him. And, you know, I was kind of jealous because he was a better salesperson than me. Amen. He was getting more business and we worked off commission. And I was like, Lord, but the Lord wasn't calling me to jewelry. He wasn't, see, the Lord wasn't going to make me the king of jewelry. Because if he was, I'd still be in jewelry. But Lord allowed me not to be the best. Why? Because he wants me to be the best somewhere else. He had a calling on my life, so jewelry wasn't my calling. If it was my calling, I would probably be the best. But because it's not my calling, God wanted to move me into ministry. Amen? Or misery. Amen? And so God wants to move us into these places. And sometimes we're not prospering in some place because that's not exactly where God wants us to be. Amen? Amen. So I love that. So he said, do not fret or be envious of workers of iniquity. Then he says here, trust in the Lord and do good. You know what? When bad things are happening, you're going to have to trust God. When negative, evil reports are coming your way, you've got to trust God. We know this scripture. You probably have it memorized. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust the Lord with some of your heart. All of your heart. That's right. All of your heart. Amen. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Amen. So we just got to trust God, lean on Him, His understanding, acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. Then number three, he says, dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. When He tells us to dwell in the land, that's telling me that He's saying wherever God placed you, stay where you're at. He's saying don't move from where God has placed you. If God placed you in this church, stay in this church because you'll be blessed in this church. Amen. Amen. Because He said dwell in the land. Now I think about this in Genesis 26. Isaac was in the land of Gerar and he was thinking about moving to Egypt because there was a famine. And God told him, don't move to Egypt. Don't go to the easy place. Don't go to where the place where it seems like a better and easier place to be. He said, stay in the hard place. And he said, stay here and I will bless you. And the Bible says that Isaac sowed in the land of famine and he reaped 100-fold. Can you be blessed in the land of your famine? Can you be blessed wherever God plants you, blossom where you're at? And God can bless you where you're at. Do you believe that today? Amen. Say, I'm blessed. And it says here, delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Take great delight in the Lord. Then he says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So I love that. Then he says, finally, rest in the Lord. Wait patient for Him. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. So when bad news comes our way, we don't want to fret, we don't want to worry, we don't want to get all upset, amen? When people are doing evil things, we don't want to be envious of them. No, because they will soon wither like the grass. What is it for a man to gain the whole world? What is it for your neighbor to have the nicest cars, the nicest clothes, the nicest house in the neighborhood, and still end up in hell? Amen. Are you hearing right? That I would rather have an average house and go to heaven than have a super nice house and go to hell. Amen. But I'm not saying you can't have a super nice house, because you can be blessed in God as long as you do it God's way. Do you believe that today? So don't get upset when you receive a bad report, when things don't work out your way. We need to keep focusing on God. Amen? And sometimes when we get bad news, sometimes we blame God. Have you ever blamed God when bad things happen? Like, God, why did you allow this to happen? Do you know, sometimes people don't do things that you want them to do, or people may treat you wrong. Why do you allow that? Well, God allows free will. And sometimes God is working with people like He works with you. And sometimes you don't do everything God tells you to do. And sometimes people don't do everything God tells them to do. And I remember listening to this one minister that was praying. He was believing God for food for his table. And they were going without food for a couple days. And this lady knocks on the door and said, you know, God, the Lord's been dealing with me for over a week to give you some food. Over a week. Amen. Sometimes God has to wait on people to get your blessing to you. Sometimes we think, oh, God is all powerful. God can do anything. And He can, but He won't force people to do something. He, in other words, God gives you free will. And because He gives you free will, He won't encroach on your free will. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will try to prompt you, but He won't force you. Amen. And so sometimes we're waiting on people and God's waiting on people. In other words, God wanted the Israelites in the promised land within a year of them going into the wilderness. And they sent the spies out, and 10 spies came back with a bad report and said, we cannot go into this land. And God got upset because God wanted them in the promised land. And what did God say? Well, you know, God said, okay, because of your disobedience, it's going to take 40 years for you to get into the promised land. Because they didn't want to go into it. Amen? Somebody say, obey God and be blessed. Amen. And so we don't want to get upset with God. In Proverbs 19:3, it says, the foolishness of a man twists his ways, and his heart frets against the Lord. In other words, in the Amplified, it says, the foolishness of man undermines his ways, ruining whatever he undertakes. Then his heart is resentful and rages against the Lord. For being a fool, he blames the Lord instead of himself. A lot of times our problems is not because of God, it's because of us. Can I say it again? A lot of times, and then we want to blame God for our problem. And God's not your problem. God's not our problem. Amen? Amen. I love it. So what happens when we're dealing with a bad report? How do we respond to a bad report? Well, this is, you know, there's scriptures in the Bible that's hard for me to do. Are there any scriptures in the Bible that's hard for you to do? One of the hard scriptures for me is to turn the other cheek. When somebody does you wrong, it's hard to turn the other cheek and say, why don't you slap the other side? That's a hard saying for me because I have flesh. I kind of want to hit back. Anybody ever want to hit back when you get hit? We want to slap back. And it takes a lot of patience of the Lord not to slap back. Amen? That's a hard saying. Can I give you another hard saying this morning? Are you ready for this hard saying? Are you bracing yourself? Are you strapping yourself in? Glory to God for this hard saying. It says, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, that the testing of your faith produces patience. He's saying, get happy when somebody slaps you. Get happy when some bad news comes your way. That's a hard saying. It's hard for me, God. Woo, glory to God. You got a report of cancer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's hard to shout glory when you get a negative report. But he's saying here, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Why do you count it joy? Because what you're doing is, when you worship God, you count it joy, you worship God, you're magnifying God in your problem, and you're making God big. So when you make God big, your problem becomes small. So that's why he says, count it all joy. Counting it all joy is worshiping God in your problem. And when you worship God, you say, God, you're bigger than this problem. Thank you that you're going to get me out of this problem. You're not the originator of this problem. You're not doing it to me, Lord. And that's what he's saying. And then he's saying, the test of your faith will produce patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. If anyone of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberty without reproach, and will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting, that for he doubts like a wave of sea, driven, tossed by wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So this is what happens. When you get a bad report, you start worshiping God. And then what you do is, a lot of times you don't know what to do in a bad report. So you ask God for wisdom. You step back, set back, get ready for your comeback. And so you step back in the Lord. You wait on him. And then he will show you what you need to do. So what James is saying, when you encounter that bad report, first, you count it all joy. Second, you wait patiently, waiting on the Lord. Then for him to encourage you and strengthen you. Number three, you ask him for wisdom in that situation. And number four, you don't doubt that God will help you. You don't allow doubt to come in. Doubt you'll do without. So I'm closing my message today with a confession of faith that we've been confessing the whole time. Say this out loud. No matter what negative circumstances come my way, my heart remains steadfast, established, trusting in the Lord, and I will not be moved. Glory to God. Did you receive it this morning? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. I thank you, Lord God, that you are holding on to us, that you're with us, and you will never leave us or forsake us. I thank you that you're with us to the end of the age. And I thank you for these precious people out here, those that are watching online. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe you're dealing with a trial in your life. Jesus can help you through your trials. Maybe you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life yet. That you haven't fully followed Jesus. Well, today is the day that you can do that. You can let go and let God. So if you never asked Jesus to come into your heart, you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Just say this out loud and mean it in your heart. Say, "Dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen."
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.